everybody, and welcome again. This is Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, along with my partner in crime, Roger Bauer, the social media ninja. Here for another session of Southern Social Media. Yeah, my brother. As usual, Roger got some stuff. I got more stuff. I got enough stuff to talk about. I can do the whole week. You may just need to go on vacation, brother.
Uh-oh.
I got me some updates for our folks. But anyway.
Excellent. Well, that means we'll have a good power-packed week to hit people with.
You're just going to have to hit the mute button when I use some flowery language, what I've been doing the last week. This is why people pay to have this stuff done. You hear me? Oh, my goodness. But anyway. All right. What is the definition of annuity? You know what the definition of annuity is?
This ought to be good. I'm ready.
All right. It's both a noun and a verb. It's having forethought or intuition. I couldn't hear him, but annuity, what are you saying?
That's right. Right. That's a good social or southern term definition for you.
That just ain't right. All right, so what you got in your big old stack of stuff?
Well, the other day I was wanting to talk about, have you considered segmenting your Twitter strategy? David Perriera, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing David's last name, but on social media today, he has brought up a graphic from Ogilvy, which actually it's a chart, that's got a complete Twitter strategy outline where they have the strategy, who you follow, what you create, and how you engage with people. And the five little areas it's broken down are six areas. I went to public school, so we have trouble counting. But the strategies are customer relations, crisis management, corporate reputation management, event coverage, product promotion and sales, and then issue advocacy. And for the customer relations, you would follow your customers and potential customers. You would create content relevant to your customers, tips, company info, things like that. And then to engage, you would answer questions, respond to comments about your brand. We've been talking about that over and over, so that's nothing new. The crisis management, you would follow your brand, products, and relevant issues.
So who sent you this?
It's a blog post on social media today.
Oh, he was asking them.
Well, he's sharing the graphic that Ogilvy created, and I guess he found it through IBM because IBM's got one of their little logos branded on there too, and then I traced
David
it all the way
Ogilvy?
Back to,
Ogilvy and Mather?
Well, it's Ogilvy, the advertising agency. They created
this Ogilvy and
graphic.
Mather.
Right, and then IBM, I guess, got a hold of it, slapped their logo on it, and they're laying claim to it.
Yeah, Ogilvy and Mather did a lot of work with IBM over the decades, I want to say like the 60s and 70s. But it sounds like they're just – somebody's copying the whole groundswell. You ever read that book?
No, but I've heard a lot about that, so that makes sense.
Yeah, so they break it down into – you know, what are the things you can do, right, with social media?
Right.
So give us those again.
Customer relations, crisis management, corporate reputation management, event coverage, product and promotion, product promotion and sales, and then issue advocacy.
Yeah, so like in Groundswell, they talk about brand monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
Six reasons why, what it means to you, so you can find out what your brand stands for. You can understand how buzz is shifting, right? You can save your research money, which is true. You're quickly eliminating the need for focus groups.
Yeah.
Because people are telling you what they think, whether you want to hear it or not.
Exactly.
So you can find the sources
Yeah, it ties into that whole thing we were saying the other day, that there's a conversation going on, whether you're listening or not. That conversation is going to continue to go on, so you might as well listen and get involved so you can at least contribute to the conversation or try to help steer the conversation. And social media is doing a
You can't steer too much insofar as, you know, you can't manipulate, right?
Right.
In today's with social media, but you can participate You know, those guys from Chipotle, you know, they jumped on things when I complained and turned it around. And those guys from TSA, when that whacked out, hitting the bottle, bleeding heart, drive my economical car down with the boys with the big trucks and the, and death to all that own a gun and ever killed a deer. That dingbat wrote her lying, dithering expose on or tirade on the TSA agent that took my son, and she didn't. She's a freaking liar, right? So that dude was able to steer the conversation.
Right.
Because he was doing a search for any mention of that, and he went and posted comments and everybody blogging about it. And, two, just shut her down.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful thing. Social media at work. But, so, yeah, manage PR crises, generate new product and marketing ideas. So, you know, that's part of the listening
right.
plan. One of the things you can do with this groundswell is listening.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Well, that's something I found interesting on social media today. It's another website, if people haven't checked it out. That's a little tip to share that you can see what's going on with social
media. They don't need to check anything else out. They got us.
Well, that's true. We can do the work for them, or if they're really wanting to stay on top of this stuff and be able to contribute to our conversation, which we'll eventually rig this up to where people can call in and talk to us and ask questions and all that fun stuff.
No, we can set that up right now.
Yeah, we could do that right now if we wanted to.
I'm a technology genius. I got me some running water up in this here homestead, my brother. You feel me?
Just make sure that the podcast works with the blog.
I'm so dang smart. My father, I'm so damn bright. My dad calls me son.
Hey, here's another one. This is Roger Johnson on which Twitter strategy is right for you. It's another blog post on social media today, and he's talking about their five Twitter strategies. And this is from Jeremiah Oyang. He's the Forrester analysis that a lot of people quote and turn to for social media thought leadership. And the five are listening to your customers, spreading your message, selling products or services, same stuff as the other one, supporting your customers by addressing their problems, and collaborating with customers on product service development. Then he goes on to talk about some companies doing the listening strategy, which he points out, JetBlue and Southwest, Rubbermaid and Dunkin' Donuts, and Dell. It's using Dell as an example of somebody who sold 1 million in merchandise and promotes discounts on its products.
Yeah,
Zappos.
People keep referencing Dell. We need a new statistic. That's old.
Yeah. And same thing with Zappos. A lot of people reference them because they're really involved with the whole Twitter sphere, and they've even got their own little subdomain that's dedicated to Twitter, and a lot of their senior leadership is on Twitter, and it's highly encouraged that the company use and engage with customers and each other through Twitter. They've got their own little private Twitter thing going on, so Zappos is really a heavy user of this. But I think it ties into what you talked about, Wes, is you don't need to spend a whole bunch of money on these focus groups or even research and development. You can go out there and ask people and get a real-time response and then take your research and development to the next level a lot quicker. You can produce a product so much faster if you just go out there and engage with some of your prospects and your customers, ask them what they like, ask them what they don't like, what are they looking for, and you can get answers right there. You can get it from several people at once, and you don't have to invest in any travel or hospitality stuff or anything like that.
Hot diggity dog.
There's another example of Comcast Cares. A lot of people reference them too, which they've been able to turn a lot of complaining customers around and offload some of their call center complaint calls to their Comcast Cares Twitter account. So they're saving money, but they're also turning some pissed off customers around to become more brand loyalist and ambassadors
mm-hmm.
of sorts. All right, what else do we got here? I had another one. Waiting for the old browser window to reload here. But I met a client last week through Twitter. So there's a real life example of how
you met what?
A real live client.
That's
actually
great.
Guided somebody to me that wants to do business. Can you believe that?
Get out of town.
And you know how it all happened, Wes?
How did it happen?
Pretty shocking. Just monitoring the conversation, saw somebody was having a problem with Infusionsoft, offered to help, and what do you know? They're willing to do, yeah, just like that, just listening to what people are saying.
So how did you monitor?
I've got a search set up within TweetDeck that just anytime somebody mentions the word Infusionsoft, I will get that tweet sent to my TweetDeck. I've got a little group column there, a little whatever you want to call it, a feed that's constantly going that monitors Infusionsoft. So whatever people are saying about Infusionsoft, I can go in and see that.
Very cool.
And then if somebody says, hey, having problems with Infusionsoft, this has really frustrated me, which is what she was saying, is not really sure what's going on here, this is really confusing, and all I simply said was, you know, what's going on, how can I help? I'm a certified marketing automation coach for Infusionsoft, although I'm not affiliated with Infusionsoft other than that. I don't work for them. And we started chatting. Next thing you know, she said, here, why don't you just do it for me? And there we go. Very easy, very cool, just like that. So there's another Twitter tip for people today.
So you use TweetDeck to build columns.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So, all right, so I just logged in. One of the things I'll talk about in a little bit, but using Hootsuite, which is very similar to TweetDeck, same thing with columns. You can also use, it's not quite as elegant, but you can use search.twitter.com.
Right.
And type in a keyword. But you can add a column. And did it right here. So what I did was do a little search for not only Infusionsoft, but two of the other competitors. One is AWeber and one is One Shopping Cart. Even though they don't do as much,
right?
People try to lump them together. So, very simple. And in using Hootsuite, over towards the right, under your pictures, your profile, there's a little thing that says Add Column, and just that simple. Add the column. You've got a profile feed. Just below that says Keyword Tracking, and you can put a word or a phrase up to three that you would like to track. Bing, bang, boom. Put them in, hit add. There's your column. Pulls in the what's going on out there. And you be all set up, my brother.
That's right. And that'd also be a great thing for Infusion to do if they're not doing it already, is they can monitor their competition and see what's going on there. See if they find a bunch of people complaining about them, or maybe they're having issues with something. Or maybe they see a feature or product that, or a part of the product they would like to see added that Infusion already does, and boom.
Yep.
They could capitalize upon the conversation and jump right in there and say, hey, why don't you take a look at our demo? And off people would go. So
off
the people
to the races.
Who said, yeah, we had that conversation last week about people say that you can't monitor it, you can't monetize it. Well, we've just given examples right there of how you can monetize it very easy. But I guess people just don't want to think that hard, too.
Well, most people don't want to think. I think it was Thomas Jefferson or Ben Franklin said, thinking is the hardest thing anybody can do. That's why so few people do it. You know what I mean?
I hear that.
So, I've been having a lot of fun. Well, you know, trying to figure out this podcast issue, right? Got the podcast playing, trying to get it to pop up with this pretty little player without having to download it. So it's looking like one of two things. One is it could be an M4A extension issue. One thing I was reading is you've got to go into your Apache server, which I can't do because mine is shared, or you go into your HT Access
Right.
And add a couple of files, a couple of lines to for how to display those types of extensions. So, you know, those of you who aren't familiar with that, Apple creates an M4A extension versus an MP3. Now, you can convert it to an MP3, just right-click and convert. But what we're doing with these podcasts is we're uploading them to our Amazon S3 super simple storage account. I've got the Firefox plug-in, so boom, click on that little icon on the bottom right, Firefox pops up, drag the file you want over, and boom, there it is. You can right-click, copy the URL of the clipboard. You can embed that URL anywhere, and with a simple plug-in like PodPress or Blueberry, your podcast should be embedded and play. So the issue, actually I'm still having it. It's not popping up in the window, but Blueberry was really good. The guys got back to me, and they're saying there's some plug-in causing some conflict, and I'm just not that worried about it right this second because, A, it plays, but B, the biggest thing I was looking to do was to have it integrated with a proper feed that I could pull into iTunes. So I now have the podcast submitted to iTunes. So that should be approved here this week. Apple's pretty quick about it. They approved the Weekly Whisper, I think, in 2 or 3 days. Smartest IT guy ever I do with a friend of mine, that was approved within days. So that was ultimately what I was trying to do. Now, if I can get it to play in the website, once we build out the SouthernSocialMedia.com website, you know, it'll be a clean, fresh install with very few plugins. So we'll get that thing working right off the bat. But the other thing I did was pull this into FeedBurner. You know, Google purchased FeedBurner. So I was able to create a FeedBurner feed for the Southern Social Media podcast. And so that's what helped streamline the submission to iTunes. But, man, there's a whole bunch of stuff to making this. All this technology is so dang complicated, son. Goodness gracious, why has it got to be so hard? You know, and then even submitting things to Apple, they don't make it's relatively easy. They don't make it easy to find, though. You know, you've got to have iTunes, of course, but then you go into your iTunes store. You've got to log into your account. Of course, but you have to scroll. Only way I've seen, you just scroll all the way to the bottom in the left-hand column, very, very left-hand column on the bottom under Explore. There's podcasts. Opens up a whole other page. Now on the top right, you know, you take you from bottom left to top right, then there's the Submit a Podcast button. So if you've got a good plug-in, it's relatively simple from this point, but you still need a feed. And that feed is what you get either from that plug-in or, in my case, I'm getting it through FeedBurner. And you've got to submit that URL, and then it'll be verified, and Apple will send you a little email, says, hey, we've got it, we're looking at it. And then you'll be famous. You'll be rich, you'll lose weight, and probably even regrow your hair because you've got a podcast.
I'll be waiting for that. That'd be great.
What you got today?
Well, there's another post on, let's see what this is. Social media needs fewer rock stars and more rock star ideas.
Where did you see that?
This is Mac Collier's blog, which he's got Mo Blogs, moblogs.blogspot.com is his blog. And he's suggesting that we spend less time identifying the rock stars and more time on focusing on the great ideas.
Yeah.
Stop focusing on numbers to determine influence. Listen closely to new ideas from new voices and magnify both when you hear them. Those are his three tips for the day. But I think that's we've made a lot of these people, I think what the take-home message is without reading the whole thing in detail, is we've made a lot of people into these so-called social media gurus or rock stars, as he's calling them, and really, I mean, what are they adding to the whole mix that's enhancing people's lives or helping them get things done that they're looking to get done? How's it helping them achieve their goals and dreams and wishes and all of that?
Right.
We're not really getting a ton of ideas from these so-called gurus or rock stars or whatever. It's just more people that have a large following. They're winning the popularity contest, and so they supposedly have influence because they're winning the popularity contest, but they're not really giving us a whole lot that's going to help us achieve what we want to achieve. And that's kind of what I've been telling people through the whole, when you find one of these people who supposedly have influence, that's why I recommend that people return the favor, exercise the theory of reciprocity. If somebody takes an interest in you, take an interest back until they prove to you that you shouldn't have an interest. Because you never know who's going to come up with an idea that's, hey, I can take that and capitalize upon that. But if you're not listening, you're never going to know. Or if you're just following the same tools that everybody else are following, you know, what are you going to get out of following Ashton Kutcher other than he's going to be able to say, oh, I got 3,951,000 followers? Well, what's he really going to do to help you do what you want to do with your life?
I don't know.
Or, you know, some of the internet marketing gurus, I love to pick on them because they preach in all their live seminars, their live events, their videos that they sell you, their home study courses is, oh, you have to build a relationship with your customers. You want to engage in conversations, yet they don't, none of them follow that. They've all got their 37,000 followers, and they follow, you know, 20 people in return, and it's the same 20 people that they talk to on a regular basis offline. So it's, how are they really developing a relationship with them? Yeah, you get an email from them. Yeah, they've sold you some products, and yes, they're going to try to sell you more and more products. In fact, they're going to try to sell you more and more products every single day. That's why they went out and tried to build up this following of 37,000 people. It's the whole numbers game just on social media. You've made it so much easier for them because now they don't have to even invest in a damn autoresponder or set up follow-up sequences or go out and pay for a list. You've done it for them, and you've made their job easier just because you follow them because somebody else said to follow them, or, oh, my God, they've got 35,000 followers, so they must be somebody of influence. I've got to listen to this person, when really all they're going to do is try to pitch you some stuff. So there's another rant on the gurus, so to speak, which they're good people. I'm not saying anything bad about them as people, but I think a lot of people get misled as they enter social media and think that they get involved in that whole popularity contest mentality, and popularity contest isn't going to make you any money. It's going to make them money because they're going to have their 37,000 followers, but it's not really going to make you any money. And just like you said earlier, Wes, if somebody is out there saying something, just like I mentioned with the somebody saying something about Infusionsoft, if I'm not listening to that stuff, if I am taking the approach of Roger wants to be the authority in his market and all of his updates, I'm going to blast out my updates. People should listen to me, but I don't need to listen to them. I miss out on those opportunities because I'm being, I like to call it a snob. I mean, some people say that they like to protect their integrity of their friendships and whatever, blah, 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 that they make on social media. But if you're not paying attention, you're not going to know these things are even going on.
Yep.
And I think the internet marketing gurus are missing out big time because they're not listening.
Well, here's my boy Jake, right? He comes in, shows how cosmopolitan we are here in the South, Southern California, that is, you know. His daddy's still a redneck, but my boy got 100% on his Islam test.
Wow.
So he knows what a sheikh and a Cobb and Muhammad and Sunni and the Quran and the Hajj. He knows what all those are. 100%. He knows what the word caliph means. I didn't even know what that means.
I can tell you, Wes, I'd get a zero on that test.
I was even stationed over there. Spent caliph, he said. So I been a good 90, about 100 days, I think, in the United Arab Emirates. Pretty laid-back community or society, considering it's in a Muslim nation. They let the Americans and the Western Europeans have their space, which is cool. There's even little pubs I was surprised to find, a lot of resorts. But still, when you leave the base, man, it's an interesting world out there.
Mm-hmm.
But good old Jake, 100 on Islam.
Good for Jake. Kudos to Jake.
Making that happen. So good old podcast, you know, things we do to bring our peeps some tips. You know, the other thing I've spent time on today, man, I thought I'd write a little quick post, and goodness gracious, things always take a little longer than you plan, don't they? Well, I learned an interesting thing. You better save your post on a regular basis. You know, I'm pretty good at saving my stuff, but goodness. I went to add a new category to this post, and it just blew up my post, and it just vanished. It was the craziest thing. So I added categories, and it kind of paused, and the whole category screen turned yellow. And then bam, gone. So I went back into the posts, and the category was added, but the post was gone.
Oh man.
But I've been constantly adding and tweaking how to streamline updates. And man, one wrong update, you get this infinite loop, right, and a black hole is created because your Twitter is updating your Facebook, which is updating your Twitter, which is updating your Facebook. Cats and dogs stop living together. You lose your hair. You gain weight. It's just, it's terrible. But
Decker gets even more pissed.
Decker gets mad. But in a nutshell, so here's the cool thing that I've been experimenting with, you know, pros and cons of Hootsuite versus TweetDeck. TweetDeck is really cool because it's got a slick app for your iPhone, which makes it very simple to do updates. The bad news is it doesn't integrate with ping.fm. So what the hell is ping.fm? Well, I'll tell you that in a little bit. Why don't you stop being so impatient? All right? So Hootsuite integrates with ping.fm, but it does not have an application for the iPhone. Bummer. But you can, because the iPhone is a little walking, talking, handheld computer, just open a browser, log into Hootsuite, and do your posting. So the cool thing with ping.fm is that it will tie into countless social media platforms. So I've got it linked in right now to Twitter, to my personal Facebook profile, my Facebook fan page for the Sales Whisperer, and then three alternate blogs besides the Sales Whisperer. Okay, I've now turned off my Twitter update. So Twitter, I used to have Twitter when I first got started. Twitter would update my Facebook, but because ping.fm does it, I don't need Twitter to do it. Okay, but Twitter's still good because you can use your Facebook fan page to do an update and then update your Twitter. Mm-hmm. Now that's cool because it's easier to build followers on Twitter than anywhere else. So you can use your Facebook fan page. Because you get like 340 characters in your status update on your fan page versus 140 on Twitter, right? So you can do an update on your Facebook fan page, link that to Twitter, which is very simple to do. There's an application for it built right in to Facebook. And so Twitter will then shorten or truncate your post, your update, to about 120 characters and then shrink the URL. So then people have to click on the URL, which takes them to your fan page to read the remaining part of your update. The cool thing is you're bringing traffic back to your fan page. And as you bring traffic back to your fan page, and, of course, that's where you can post more content. And then if you do things right, you can use the notes section in your Facebook fan page to import your blog. So you see where this is going. Everything leads back to your blog or your website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Twitter and Facebook and everything else are the rivers that lead to the lake. The lake is your blog. Okay, so your blog is where you've got the good content. That's where you've got the squeeze pages and the sign-up forms, and that's where you collect money. Okay, but now, so you see how this works. With I write my blog, it updates my Facebook fan page. My Facebook fan page updates Twitter. Twitter has a URL that brings them back to my fan page. It comes back to my fan page. They read my blog, my note that was important. They come back to my blog. So it's only going to bring those that are interested, but you know what? I'm looking for the guy looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
People that are interested will follow that trail, you know, until that itch gets scratched. So,
yeah, because people are naturally curious. When they see something out there that piques their interest, they click on that link, they go dig a little bit, maybe they find your fan page, and they're going to dig a little more and say, okay, well, where's this West guy? What's he really up to? So then they'll go to your blog, and then they'll see your freebies, and then hopefully they'll log in to or sign up to get one of your freebies, and then they start reading your free stuff, and, hey, this West guy's pretty good. He's pretty sharp. Well, let's see what else he's got. And then you start to become more of the expert in their view,
right,
as opposed to just some slap that's online posting out this garbage like a lot of people do, so many people do, and not doing anything that either contributes to them. Like, I post these quotes every day. And,
right,
you know, some people, it always gets at least one retweet or at least one comment from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me if I lighten their day a little bit, great. If it makes them stop for 10 seconds and look at something and go, hey, who found that or whatever, and then make them take just 10 seconds or whatever to post, hey, thanks for that, I needed to laugh, or that's really funny, hadn't seen that in a while, or that was one of my favorite people, that's a great quote, whatever. It gets them into the cycle. It's nothing major. It's nothing hard. It's not anything that I sit around and open a book of, you know, 80 billion quotes and pick out one a day. I mean, there's tools online that you can go to and find this stuff. But same thing with a lot of these stories on social media. I'll post those out there, and those will get spread around. So if you can be the originator of this stuff to where people start to look forward to your tweets or your updates or whatever, you get them into that whole cycle of paying attention to you. And that's what it's all about, is once you get their attention and you've given them something of value, they'll return the favor. That whole theory of reciprocity kicks in to where, hey.
Reciprocity?
Reciprocity.
Dang it, hold on.
Return the favor.
Let me see.
Reciprocate, my brother.
R-E-S.
Yeah.
Like resupper? Is that like resupper? I do that. We ordered pizza last night. We didn't eat it all, so we're resuppering it tonight.
Yeah, that's it.
Ah. To get people to feed you again. I got you.
That's right. That's right. Resuscitate.
Look at that. Goodness gracious. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5 syllables, brother. I even used them upside down E's to explain it. That's a fancy word.
That's good.
That's a prosody, and the little dots over the A. That's some crazy stuff. All right.
But that's what it's all about is just get people to, even if it's just for a little moment, to stand out just for that moment and pique their curiosity, because they'll take it to the next step. You just put all the stuff out there, and eventually they'll come find you.
Right.
But if you're cranking out garbage, then they're not going to have any reason to come looking for you. Or if you're constantly posting, I get these direct messages from people. I quit letting the direct messages come to my email because I was getting flooded with their spam messages, their affiliate links, or hey, thanks for the follow. Look forward to tweeting with you. Or hey, thanks
for
the
like
follow.
All those?
Like, no, I don't like all those. Man. And I don't see whoever started that whole, here's how you do Twitter. They should be shot, because that's not the way to do Twitter. Automated tweets are not. That's not necessarily a good thing.
Well, you know, I mean, my I kind of like them. It makes you feel love, you know. I mean, I'm the guy my dad used to hang a pork chop around my neck to get the dog to play with me. So, I mean, whatever it takes, brother. You're saying all those people aren't just writing to me, taking the time out? You're saying
No. That's
all automated?
That's all automated.
Golly. I wonder if that's...
Which is unfortunate, because that's the knock on hold when you reciprocate and you follow people back is, oh, it gives them the opportunity to spam you. Well, it does, but at the same time, you can turn that off. That's a pretty lame argument or lame debate comeback, whatever you want to call it, for not returning the favor is, oh, I don't want people to spam me. Well, I'll just turn off the messages coming into your inbox. And if it's too much to go out and look at TweetDeck and figure out which posts are real, which ones are legitimate direct messages versus those that are spam, well, I guess you're just too damn popular to take the time to figure it out. I don't know.
So dang busy. So important.
Right. Too important.
All right, what else you got for us today?
That is exhausted. Well, we could talk about, this probably doesn't fit into this, well, I guess it could, 10 things you can learn from infomercials. This is on Small Business Trends, or smallbiz.com. They've got a pretty good blog that I check out on a frequent basis. And this is David Kotras. Demonstrate your product or service, which you could do that through a nice little YouTube video, so we can tie this back to social media. Use testimonials. If somebody says something good about you, you can post them on your blog, another social media application. Incorporate upsells into your offering. That's going to come in more of autoresponder and after somebody opts in for your report. So that's not necessarily social media, but you got to get the traffic there to be able to upsell them. So that can tie into social media. Send offers to your in-house list. Well, I just mentioned how people are doing this with their Twitter list. That could be considered your in-house list. And I mentioned that on the webinar last week. Or was that 2 weeks ago? I think I mentioned on both of them. That you can offer specials to people who follow you on the social media sites that you don't offer elsewhere.
Right.
And this is a great strategy that you will not be spamming people once they realize, hey, this is just an exclusive offer to people that follow this guy on Twitter or follow this girl on Facebook. You can make specific offers that you don't post anywhere else. Same thing with if you want to track them, you can have people go. If you have a website, if you don't have a website, then you can have people mention a specific word when they come into your store, restaurant, beauty salon, dental firm, whatever it is. They mention a special word, and you know that triggers, oh, it was part of the social media campaign. Got to communicate with your people that that's what you're doing. Otherwise, they're going to look at you like you have three heads. But you can track it that way. So you can send offers through social media that way. Be enthusiastic. Well, that kind of goes without saying. Nobody wants to follow somebody who's always down in the dumps and complaining and bitching and belly aching. Fulfill basic needs and wants. Use repetition. Use time-sensitive offers. That's something else you can inject into your social media offers is only good through Wednesday at 5 o'clock. You know, Bob's not going to be there after Wednesday at 5, so be sure that you ask for Bob, even if Bob isn't a real employee or whatever special word you want to use. You can figure that out on your own. Know when to say when, and then offer multiple ways to order. So there's 10 things that you can learn from infomercials, but also some little ways that you can utilize social media to take advantage of these tips.
Man, I didn't know you were so well read.
I try to keep up. It's tough, but you know.
Very nice.
Google has a one other thing. Google has a social search that just went live, so that's something to be looking for.
We'll talk about that next time.
People. Yeah.
So
they're going to be integrating with Twitter, Facebook, the whole nine.
So, what do you call an Alabama farmer with a sheep under each arm?
A sheep herder?
A pimp. Oh, that ain't just right. That ain't right. I got Jethro calling me on the other line saying, I heard you. That ain't funny.
had that last weekend with the Halloween party, the adult-themed Halloween party. Oh, yeah, I had a stripper pole, a disco ball, strobe light.
You want to be hearing about that? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, I had a little croaky-okey going on, people singing that should never attempt to sing, people dancing around this pole that should never attempt to dance. I mean, it was it was something.
Man, I hope you filmed that thing.
I got some pictures. I wish I did have my video camera because there were some things that were going on that were pretty funny. Big bowl of hooch out there so people could get their drink on. A little gambling mixed in. I mean, we had everything going on.
Oh, man. Well, let's remind everybody that we are open to sponsorship. So if anybody wants to get the word out through good old boys at Southern Social, the hell's our name? Southern Social Media. I need focus, huh? I need one of them energy drinks or something. Then come on down. Give us a call. Jump in before we get too dang popular and famous and one of those superstars that Roger was beating up earlier today.
That's right.
All right, well, I'm going to go finish this blog post. Give me
Well, Wes, if somebody's going to sponsor
Monday Night Football.
Tell them how the hell they get a hold of you if they're going to sponsor us.
Well, dang, if they're listening, then they know. But it's Roger Bauer, Wes Schaefer. You can reach Roger. Man, I don't know. They just throw up they can throw up like a big Batman light. All right.
Now you can get me at 502-394-0460.
And you want your email?
Yeah, or you can email me at Roger, just R-O-G-E-R, at S-E as in search engine ninja, SEninja.com.
Oh, you're liking that one now, huh? I better go add that one.
I mean, I got so damn many email addresses, but that's the shortest one. The rest of them are so long, it takes about a month to get them figured out.
Hey, damn, Jethro, I ain't never seen so many numbers and letters in a...
Yeah, we don't need that.
What's the email anyway? Goodness gracious.
And how do I get a hold of you, Wes?
What's a cell phone? You got that's what you use when you're in prison. You can reach me at Wes at thesaleswhisperer.com. T-H-E-S-A-L-E-S, the sales whisperer. Or 714-369-8004. Let's go watch the Monday Night Football.
Before that, don't forget, if you haven't watched the webinar video, you can get access to that by going to marketingvirtualseminar.com, and you'll see Wes and me sitting on that page waiting there to greet you. It's the reasons why only 5% of marketers make money with social media. Free access to our webinar that we sold out, and get a lot of good tips, tricks, pointers, a little bit of our personality shining through, but most of all, you figure out what you can do with social media to help grow your business. So that's marketingvirtualseminar.com.
Very nice.
Now
all right, thank
you,
sir.
Monday edition. Talk to you tomorrow.
Peace out.
See you.